Welcome to hour number three, K-News Radio Afternoons, K-News Afternoons. What we're doing here is I'm trying to get a job. Welcome to it. My name is Paul Marshall, and I'm your guest host for K-News Afternoons for the next couple of days. Today is a given. Tomorrow, we'll see. The powers that be might have listened today and thought, you know what? Probably a good idea that this guy stays in rock radio. My background is simple. 25 years of rock radio. I am finally one of those guys. And everybody thinks about this. When you do what I do for a living, every rock radio DJ thinks they can do talk radio. Just like everybody listening to the radio thinks, hey, you know what? I could do that too. And then they throw the microphone in front of you and you go, okay, you don't have Slipknot to lean on. You don't have Led Zeppelin to lean on. Tell us what you're going to talk about. And we've gone through a variety of different things. Inclusivity, tolerance, you know, deep subjects. We've also talked about the media responsibility and where entertainment and the affection of real life cross and what we should do. And then we talked about something that, quite frankly, is close to my heart as an individual. And again, I remain completely transparent. You want to know about your guest host? You want to know anything about me? Well, my politics are. It's your radio station. If I'm going to be in your ears for the next 2 days, you should at least know what you're dealing with. Ask me anything. My beliefs on anything. I don't care. Unlike a lot of people, I'm not going to present myself as something I'm not. I'm not the big, you know, Oxford-educated, all-inclusive, all-knowing, omnipotent speaker of truth that permeates talk radio across America. I'm a guy like you trying to do a job with a microphone in my hand, and I have some pretty weird and diverse opinions. And guess what? I got bad news for you. There are more people like me out there than there are you. There are a lot of weird people out there, people that have unconventional beliefs, unconventional acceptances, people like me who believe, yeah, I don't have a problem with the legalization of marijuana. I don't have a problem with prostitution. I don't have a problem with people who own pit bulls. This story out of Murrieta that happened last week, mother going to lose custody of her baby, and rightfully so. Left her infant in a playpen or in an unattended area in the presence of two pit bull terrier dogs. Now, let me explain to you what a pit bull terrier is, for those of you that don't know. If you ever watched The Little Rascals, that's a pit bull. Mm-hmm. The cute little spot around his eye. They're very powerful dogs. And like any large dog, there is a responsibility when you own that dog to train them. And if there is the propensity, and they do have a propensity for aggression, know this right now. A lot of pit bull owners will disagree with me, but when I explain in detail where we're at, they'll go, oh, yeah, that's true. Pit bull dogs are aggressive toward other dogs. And that is not from the molosser side of the breed, which is what gives them their big power and their strength like Rottweilers. It is from the terrier side of the breed. All terriers are dog aggressive. So pit bulls, being large, powerful terriers, are dog-on-dog aggressive. They are not dog-on-human aggressive. As a matter of fact, pit bull terriers have been nicknamed the babysitting dog. They are not overtly or innately aggressive towards man. However, left unchecked, any dog, any animal, any human will resort to an animal pack mentality. I don't know the scenario that caused these dogs to attack the baby. And there's no word on whether or not it was an attack. Unfortunately, the baby is left scrotumless now. May not have been an attack. Baby may have soiled themselves. Dogs, all dogs, and cats eat poop. Maybe they smelled the poop. Maybe they wanted to eat the poop. Maybe they took a bite. And unfortunately, there was some extra taken out. And I know that sounds disgusting, and I apologize for it sounding graphic, but that's what happened. Baby lost its scrotum at the hands of two pit bulls. The pit bulls have been euthanized. The woman has lost her baby, and rightfully so, because she's an unfit mother. But this does raise, it's a hot button issue, and a lot of people have called about it. And thank you for waiting, by the way. If you want to give a call, it's 760-416-8475, or outside of Palm Springs, 888-589-6397. George and Joshua Tree, we lost you the first time. You called back. Save me from the from what it's called. There's no such thing as dead air in radio.
Right.
Dead air is the sound of people changing the station.
Well, I heard you talking and all that, but you didn't hit the button. I didn't hear you clear the channel.
I'm not the guy producing.
Okay.
I blame that. A bad carpenter blames his tools.
Anyway, I agree with you. Almost 90%. I'm for prostitution, legalizing the grass. I wear my hair long. I used to ride a Harley. Went down a number of times, so I figured my number was up, and I parked it. And I like rock and roll to a certain extent, but right now I'm into piracy and Renfair music, the old Celtic stuff and things like that. And do you hear about two kids over in Fontana that were attacked by the pit bull going to school? One kid's got his lungs punctured by the spikes of the teeth, and the other one's mangled on the arm pretty bad. There's a charity going on over there right now to raise money for the medical problems going on with the kids. But when I first came to California, out near Marietta, as you happen to say, somebody told me, let's go and get some pit bulls. I said, well, what for? He said, I want to buy one. So we went to this farm, and this guy was raising killers, and he was training those dogs to kill each other.
And those people should be prosecuted.
Tennessee there.
Those people should be prosecuted immediately.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this is the same people that might be where she lived in Marietta, not that far from Lake Elsinore.
I don't know. We don't know where the dogs came from.
Yeah.
But I'll go on record. I am one of the most anti-Michael Vick human beings you will ever meet.
Yep.
Because not only
I love Labradors. If I was going to get me a dog, I've had Shepherds, I've had Pinschers, I've had a little bit of everything. I never had a pit bull, but most of my friends did. And I saw their dogs attack and kill other animals, and that's when I really got disgusted with them and their animals. But every time I've talked to a PD officer, he tells me if there's a sign of trouble, the owner always has a pit bull. Always.
Well, that's
not German Shepherds or any other breed. He says, if I go to a house and it's narcotics there, or a biker dude who wants to cause trouble, or he's a member of a gang or something like that, or just gang members in general, there's always a pit bull before any other breed. He says, so I know when I hear about a pit bull, I'm going to be dealing with a guy that's causing trouble. Like your previous caller said, he didn't rent his house. And I throws this fear into me, too, because I've seen a man take his dog over to a friend's house and leave him for the night because there's a prowler in the neighborhood. And he went back the next day to pick the dog up, and the dog attacked him because he was not going to leave the two kids. Like you said, he is a babysitter.
Oh, yeah.
At heart, he protects children. But when these two kids get bit over here, and somebody in Sacramento got attacked the other day, the media is making a big issue of it for sure. But pit bulls are killers. I've seen too many of them. I've seen them take down dogs twice their size with just one snap of the neck and kill them.
Not the dog's fault. It's the breeder's fault. It's the person that owns the dog's fault. There's a responsibility when you have anything. Just like gun ownership, there's a responsibility. Those dogs are powerful. They are strong, and they are capable when biting. They're also capable, I don't know if you've ever seen them, they're also capable of being some of the most nurturing dogs on the face of the earth. I don't blame the breed. I've never blamed the breed. And again, we are the top of the food chain. If you're going to take a pet, you have to assume the responsibility of that pet. And that includes, I don't blame the breed for being killers. Now, I do blame the individual that takes their dog. Here's the thing with a pit bull. It's a working dog. A working dog needs to have a task. And in order to achieve that task or to complete that task, they do it not because of malice, not because of aggression, not because of any of that, but they do it to please their owner. They are some of the most, dogs are man's best friend for a reason. They do it to please their owner. They just want love. They just want support. They just want reinforcement. And that means that a pit bull, they're dedicated and they will do their job. If they are taught to fight, they don't do the fight. They don't fight to win the fight to establish dominance. They do the fight and win the fight and perform in the fight, and then they turn their head around. And I don't, and I'm not saying that you should go and watch a dog fight, but there's plenty of video on the internet if you're interested in seeing it. I don't advocate it. It's horrible. It's not something you want your children to see. But at the end of a dog fight, the winning dog, and there is no winner in this situation because I think it's cruel, but the winning dog turns to its owner, ears back, tail wagging. Did I do a good job, Daddy? They just want to please their owner. All dogs want reinforcement. And if the task at hand is that a pit bull is predisposed to win in an aggressive situation, then so be it. But they just want to do it to please their owner. So I blame the owner for encouraging the aggressive behavior in the dog. No dog has the cognitive ability to rationally think of an attack. No dog waits up and says, hey, you know what? I'm going to go bite that guy. They don't do it without a reason. It's either fear or territory that they're defending. They don't just attack people. There has to be a stimulus that makes that happen. 760-416-8475, KNews Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140. It's the News Talk, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. We'll come back. We'll take a couple more callers. And if you want to get in touch outside of Palm Springs, it's toll-free, 888-589-6397 on KNews Radio. Outstanding. I got to give credit where credit is due. Welcome back to KNews Afternoons. I'm Paul Marshall. I'm your guest host for the next day or two, depending on how this works out. It is KNews Radio, FM 94.3, also AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. Got to give credit where credit is due. Jeremy back in the studio. Thank you for setting me up with beautiful music to come in and out of commercials from. My background, just to get you caught up if you're just joining us, is in rock radio. And very rarely do I get a suicidal tendencies reference that I get to make. One of Southern California's great hardcore punk bands that has gone on to do, the bass player in Metallica played in Suicidal Tendencies. There's your stupid trivia for the afternoon. That's pretty much all I got. As we continue on, you want to get in touch, 760-416-8475, also 888-589-6397. Now, never let it be said that we shirk our responsibilities here. I'm a different type of talk show host. I can beat up the president with the best of them. President has a tough job right now. We'll get into that maybe tomorrow. We'll talk about what the president's doing and why we no longer stand on a moral high ground here in the United States of America. We can talk about all of the usual talk subjects. Today, I just got into a subject that a lot of people are passionate about. It's their dog. I love my dog. I've loved my dog more than I love most human beings. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a true story. And it ties in with this pit bull story out of Murrieta. Pit bulls have a preconception about them. They're stereotypes. Stereotypes exist because they're true. Good, bad, or indifferent, stereotypes are true. It's because the group being stereotype has engaged in the stereotypical defining behavior. So the stereotype of pit bull dogs being aggressive is true because the only thing we hear about pit bull dogs is that they're aggressive. So that makes the stereotype true. They're sort of self-fulfilling. As we continue on, a lot of people have ideas, thoughts they want to get in. And I believe Mark in Desert Hot Springs has been holding for quite some time. You're next on KNews Radio Afternoons.
Hi, Paul.
Mark, how are you, man?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I am well, and thank you for your feigned concern.
From what I've just heard with you, your attitude, I would like to take the opportunity to greet you with the Buddhist greeting of Namaste.
Which means?
Which means the light in me sees and recognizes the light in you. And this is
a very
deep spiritual greeting, and it's not bestowed upon everyone. But every word that you said as you describe your dog is how I feel about my dog, and everything you said cannot even be added to. The dog is trying to please his master, okay? It's as simple as that. And I am so happy that you have taken the opportunity on the radio to finally let the word be out in a fair and objective venue that it's not the doggy's fault. And I want to thank you. And bid you namaste.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the kind greeting and for the thoughts. And look, I'm not going to say that people don't train their dogs to do bad things. And there are dogs that are crossbred. One of the problems with a breed like pit bulls is that there's a lot of bad breeding. There's a lot of bad breeders. A lot of people get their dog together with another dog and the strain. Look, we're playing with genetics here. This is one of the few times where mankind plays God. We do it with our dogs and our pets. And unfortunately, every once in a while, there's going to be some cross DNA. And you're going to get the occasional, forgive the phrase, mentally impaired dog. I won't use the R word. But you're going to get that dog that's just mentally unstable. That happens. It's unfortunate, but it's the exception more than the norm. There are over 75 million pit bull owners in the United States right now. 75 million. Occasionally we hear about a bite. They're not vicious animals. Some people think they are, but there's a responsibility when you own them. 760-416-8475, in Palm Springs. Toll-free, 888-589-6397. Leslie in Cathedral City, thank you very much for your patience and for hanging in. You're next on KNews Radio.
Hey, Paul. You get an A for your convictions.
Uh-oh. But here comes the other foot.
And for your honesty as well. I'm an animal professional working in animal services my entire life. I didn't work when I was 7, but I lived it and have seen a lot of examples of good and bad animal ownership, use of animals as tools, and in the course of taking care of people's animals, I've also seen how they interact with the rest of the family. And one thing I will do, which you should probably think about doing this, I'm going to tell you I'm not a veterinarian. I am an animal technician. I am a lifelong animal professional, but I am not a veterinarian.
Okay.
So I can't say with conviction can't throw out too many facts, but I will tell you that there are a huge lot of people that will neglect their children, that will also neglect their pets. If they're gonna be bad to their dogs, they're gonna be bad to their kids.
Sure.
My point is whenever you find a dog that bites because for whatever reason he has learned that this is either his best defense or his best way of obtaining attention, for whatever reason that dog bites, you will also find, without fail, a flaw in that family.
Well, no. First of all, let's not overstate our intelligence on the food chain. Dogs bite. No, seriously. Dogs bite. Kids bite.
Absolutely.
We give them teething rings.
Yeah.
And if you don't teach a kid not to bite, they will. Nobody taught Mike Tyson.
But the breeds, we do pet boarding and care, and I'll take pit bulls all day long. But if I have a real sketchy customer bring me a pit bull, I'm going to treat them with a little more reservation because they have that dog as a tool.
Well, the unfortunate part is there is a stereotype associated with the ownership of this dog.
Well,
Excuse me?
Statistically.
Yeah. And 9 out of 10 people who own pit bulls are assumed to be scumbags. Jesse James is not helping us in this situation right now.
There's so many people. They're the same type of people that would adopt a child from another country that would have pit bulls. Wait a minute.
Where's the connection there?
The connection there is...
What, we have to adopt a child from another country? That's tantamount to having a pit bull?
There's one kind of people that have pit bulls as tools and use them as tools, and there's other people that have so much love and they want a dog so bad, they're going to take care of this poor, forlorn, misunderstood animal, and they're going to just love it to pieces. And that's going to be your babysitter dog.
One of the mistakes that people make is they buy dogs and they assume that a dog is like a cow. Or that they're like, and actually I take the other side of that is pigs are very much like dogs, as are alligators. They can be domesticated very quickly. And snakes, a lot of people do this. But the mistake we make is we buy these dogs and they, especially a pit bull, they need interaction. They need attention. All living creatures need attention except fish and birds. But living creatures need that. These dogs are a social animal. And if not properly socialized, every dog will resort to pack mentality and its place in the social order. Lot of those behaviors, we can manipulate those. As dog owners, it's our responsibility to manipulate that behavior to make it more acceptable socially. However, we cannot ignore their instincts.
Their instincts intact, given the chance an animal will act as an animal.
So will a human.
Absolutely, but once you have turned that switch on, it cannot be turned off.
That's not true. You can change the behavior of an animal,
Not that one.
That's not true. That's a stereotype.
I'm telling you, as a lifelong professional and expert in the field, which I'm not sure you are, I'm telling you that behavior cannot be changed.
I can tell you as somebody, and I will respectfully disagree with you, I have seen examples of abused pit bulls that have been taught to fight, and you have to look no further than Animal Planet and that entire documentary on the Michael Vick dogs to see that story and your position refuted unequivocally. Dogs can be retrained. It's a matter of patience and a matter of devotion. They can be retrained. They're not bad dogs. We'll take a break for CBS News. You're listening to K-News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. Now you're just playing with me. Back in the studio. I appreciate that. K-News Radio, FM 94.3, K-News Afternoons. My name is Paul Marshall, and thank you very much for inviting me into your radio for this afternoon and tomorrow. Your guest host, transparent as possible. You want to know anything about me because I'm new. Obviously, you don't know anything about me now, but you might have questions. Some people do have questions. Some authorities have questions. Feel free to give a call, 760-416-8475. 760-416-8475 in Palm Springs, outside the Palm Springs local area. Toll free, 888-589-6397. Talking about pit bulls, talking about that story in Murrieta of the woman who left her dog or her two dogs in the presence of her little baby, and the two dogs did what two dogs do when they smell poo, and they bit where they shouldn't have bit, and the baby is now groinless. The dogs were euthanized. The woman is losing her child, as well she probably should, for not keeping an eye on her child and properly, you know, supervising. I want to speak to a comment that a caller just made. She was talking about how pit bulls, you know, once a certain behavior has been displayed in a pit bull terrier or in any of the Staffordshire Terrier, any of the breeds of dogs that are listed as pit bulls, that you cannot change that behavior. That is patently false. It's 110% false. Matter of fact, Valerie Mazzi of the organization Best Paw Forward trained animals for 27 years and says, quote, pit bulls are not any more unstable or aggressive than other dogs. They are stronger than most, with muscle power from the top of the head down to the jaw, and when a pit bull bites, it can latch on. They do not have locking jaws, though. That's one of those old wives' tales. They have power and they have strength, and that does make them dangerous, but they are no more dangerous than another dog. They just have the ability, the physical ability, to impose their will in a way that a Chihuahua never will, but wishes it could. Matthew in Palm Springs, welcome to K-News Radio.
Well, you know, I hate to disagree with people, but I have to also disagree with your last caller. First-hand experience, I'm not proud of this, but back when I was 19, I worked on a farm in Hesperia, California, that raised pit bulls for the express purpose of fighting them. Actually, when the pit bulls were 6 to 8 years old, we would do what was called banging the pups, start banging their heads together to try and start that fighting behavior. And again, I'm not proud of what I've done. It was, you know, something I was ignorant. But now I know a lot of people, other chefs, that also work with pit bull rescue. And pit bulls absolutely can change their behavior. Not all of them. Get that across. Not every pit bull can be changed back. But they definitely can be saved, just like any other dog. And she had also made the comment that if somebody's bad to a dog, they'll be bad to the children. And I hate to say this, I see a lot of people that treat their pets better than they do their children. So, I don't know. It's just a lot of opinions that seem to be put out as facts, and I don't agree with it.
Well, I appreciate the call, too. Here's the thing. Opinions, everybody has them. And everybody's opinion is valid because it's your opinion. It's your belief system. Believe what you want, but don't try to impose your belief system on other people. Some people believe pit bulls are inherently dangerous. That's fine. Don't own one. It's that simple. I do think that the previous caller, the woman, was stretching a little bit when she said the kind of person that would own a pit bull is the same kind of person that would adopt a child from another country. As far as we know, neither Angelina Jolie nor Madonna own pit bulls. I'm just saying, There's always a wrench that can be thrown in the machine. There's an exception to the norm every time. 760-416-8475, toll-free, 888-589-6397. Ken in Riverside, very close to Marietta from where this happened. Ken, how are you? Welcome to K-News.
Good. I'm an accidental pit bull owner. I was given a tiny little puppy. I had no idea what it was, and my daughter was pulling a trick on me because it turns out that he was a very well-bred, large pit bull.
Did he kill your entire family?
I'm sorry?
I said, did he kill your entire family?
Oh, nearly. He is, I trust him more than I trust any human that badmouths the breed. He will literally let you reach in his mouth and take a piece of meat out of it. And, I'm convinced that it's all the owner. It's 100% the owner. That being said, he's very powerful.
Yes.
10 months, he's 80 pounds. And, so I've taken that into consideration. I never wanted a big dog, but since I have one, I'm training him very carefully. He is not allowed to put his mouth or his feet on anybody. He's not allowed to jump up on you. You know, he has many limitations that wouldn't be necessary if he were a tiny dog. I think people need to be very responsible if they're going to have any dog that's big and powerful.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And like I said before, I own two German Shepherds, both of whom are over 100 pounds. And if you come into my home and one of my dogs jumps up on you, it's not fun. You know, people don't want big dogs jumping on them. Now, a pit bull, a lot like boxers and other dogs with that sort of bull head, they also tend to drool a lot. They tend to be slobbering dogs. And they do, you know, dogs don't have an opposable thumb. So their way of being able to grab onto somebody, some dogs will hug. They'll put their paw behind your calf and try and grab you that way, you know, sort of hook you. But their dogs, their way of grabbing hold of somebody and holding your hand or being part of you is with their mouth. And with a bigger dog, you know, you run the bigger risk. A dog doesn't know its own strength. Dogs don't have that cognitive ability to know how many pounds per square inch they're imposing on you when they bring their jaw down.
Exactly.
So well, what could be interpreted as a bite oftentimes is them saying hello.
Sure, that's right. But what I have decided to do with him is that I allow him to do nothing without my approval. He's not allowed to eat the food that's placed in front of him until I tell him he can have it. He can't come in the open door until I invite him. So everything is done according to my schedule, and that produces a very, very likable pet. It's a very wonderful pet.
And congratulations for doing that. It's, you know, those dogs, they're not stupid. They learn very quickly. They learn behavior and systems very quickly. And once you impose that system on him and teach him that, he'll never forget it. Dogs are instinctual. Again, they don't have the ability to reason right and wrong. Thank you very much for the call.
He even goes potty on command.
Well, you know what? It's funny, and, you know, this is where dog owners – look, there are certain dog owners that will get together, and they'll talk, and they sound like little bitty mothers talking about their kids. I'm one of those people. I'm 6'1" and 275 pounds, and I talk to my dogs as if they were little babies. And some dogs will respond to, let's go poopies. They'll go. And it's really funny to watch a large man with a large dog telling their dog to go poopies. But it's a task. And a working dog, if you make everything a game, a task with them, they will respond to it and do it. Just like they are dedicated to the aggression that everybody seems to have a problem with, they are also search and rescue dogs, and they are tireless. They will go nonstop. Just give them the task. They seek order. All dogs need order, especially the working breed. And pit bulls, if left unchecked, will bite. All dogs will bite. We don't know what happened in this situation. The unfortunate part is a baby lost its genitalia, and two dogs who may have been 99.999 repeating percentage of the time, beautiful, docile animals, through instinctual behavior, through smelling something or whatever. They didn't do it maliciously, but they did do it, and unfortunately they were euthanized. That happens all the time. There is a responsibility when you own an animal, a dog, a cat, you know, a lot of people owning big cats and exotic animals, snakes. There's a responsibility to that. If your boa constrictor chokes your baby out, that's on you. That's not on the boa constrictor. It doesn't know any better. John in Bermuda Dunes, welcome to K News Radio. How are you, man?
Yeah, hey. So when I was a kid, about 1 year old, I was actually mauled by a shepherd.
Okay.
Stitches in the head. It chewed on my head for a little while. You know, and it's the irresponsibility of these owners.
Right.
At the beach, I was attacked by a black lab. Now, here's the thing with the pit bulls. I don't trust them at all because most owners are totally irresponsible. Oh, as soon as they say, oh, my dog doesn't bite, the first thing I think that dog's going to do is bite.
Sure.
And so a pit bull, when it bites you, it can kill you so much more easier than a shepherd. If I would have been mauled by a pit bull and it not even wanting to kill me, could have killed me.
Well, again, you know? Yeah, and that's because they're a physically powerful dog, and there's more responsibility in owning a pit bull than there is in owning a smaller breed dog. I wouldn't disagree with you, and I'm glad that you're okay from the German Shepherd thing. Now, are you afraid of German Shepherds because of it?
No, not at all. Now I was when I was a kid. Yeah, I was terrified of dogs, and that's probably why part of my problem. But then when I figured out that when you attack back and yell at them like you're their owner, they tend to not be quite as aggressive. But then also I lived in L.A. for a long time, and I know, and when the pit bulls, well, when the dog packs would go wild, especially in like Wilmington, with a lot of, you know, the reason why there's so many wild dogs out there.
Sure.
But, you know, it seemed like the pits would lead because they're the stronger ones. And there's been a lot of people getting killed by pits. Now,
reported more, though.
Yeah, it could be just because they're reported that way. You know, I know that Roddy just got its own owner just recently. Also, in the backyard. I mean, these are dangerous. Could be potentially dangerous dogs. Back in the old days, in the 1700s and stuff, they used Rottweilers for weapons of war. They're a war weapon, you know? They can be, and it can be a nice pet, too. But
sure.
The thing is, the owners are so irresponsible that I don't trust any of them now. At where I live, they let pit bulls and or bigger dogs or even smaller dogs running off the leash, and I have a two-year-old daughter, and they come running up on her. I don't know what they're going to do. It doesn't take much to do a lot of damage.
No, I don't disagree with you. And again, I'm assuming that there are leash laws in your community, and
these people don't listen to them.
I agree. And again, it comes down to personal responsibility. We talked about this before. In our country, we have this unique need to blame other people for our own stupidity. And if we're going to be top of the food chain, and we're going to make the decision to own a dog, it's a responsibility. Just like parenting, just like driving, just like gun ownership, you should learn what it's supposed to be. Do some research, figure out what you're going to do, and have some order. Establish some social order with your animal. The responsibility is not the animals; it's you.
What can you do to the owners that aren't taking responsibility though?
Well, I think that they should be charged.
You say something to them and they get all pissed. You know, if they do something wrong and say, oh, you know, I never thought my dog would ever do that, so I let them, you know, and they're letting them run around, or they're actually making them aggressive because they think they want, you know, some sort of guard dog or something like that, and they totally, you know, don't know that, you know, it takes constant training to keep the dog under control. The cops don't just train their dogs once. It's a constant thing, and even then, after a while, they're retired, you know?
I agree with you.
What do you do with those people? You can't, you know, you call the police on them, or what are you going to do? I don't want to call
them liable.
Anybody.
You hold them liable. If a parent can be held responsibility for the actions of their juvenile child, if your 12-year-old kid goes out and breaks a window, and your neighbor can sue you for the cost of the window, or you can be charged for the acts of your children, you should also be liable for the acts of your animals. It's very simple. When you buy an animal, it reflects upon you. It's an extension of you. It is your ownership. You're responsible for their behavior. If your dog bites someone, A, you should at least expect it to be euthanized, especially if it's a dangerous breed or a so-called dangerous breed. And B, you should be held financially and legally liable for the actions of your animal. It's your animal. It's K-News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, 1250. Of course, tax time is happening Thursday. K-News Radio going to be including a special live coverage from the Tax Day Tea Party at the Palm Desert Civic Center. K-News Afternoon, hosted by John McMullen and special co-host Elise Richmond, going to be on location at the Tea Party. Special coverage brought to you in part by Scott Crowfoot's Digital Hearing Aid Center. Free hearing tests and lowest prices in the valley for the digital hearing aids. Scott Crowfoot's Digital Hearing Aid Center, helping you hear better since 1988. 760-416-8475. It's K-News Radio, the desert's news talk superstation. I appreciate the fact that you speak my language. I totally appreciate that. As we get ready to wrap up K-News Afternoon, it's Paul Marshall, guest host in for today and tomorrow. Thank you, everybody who's called so far. I want to get a couple more calls in before we make room for the news. And Bulldog Bill Feingold, Crystal and Rancho Mirage, thank you for your patience. Welcome to K-News.
Hi, thank you. I've been wanting to talk about this. I owned a huge pit bull. He was about 110 pounds.
A big dog.
And he was the nicest, kindest dog. But I really knew that I could not trust him if a child was running by or riding a bicycle, because it's not that he was bad, but it was his natural instinct to go after prey. So I think that that is a very valid point. These are animals, and they're powerful animals. So it's kind of like, should the mother have not left the baby with the pit bulls?
No, she shouldn't. Is that a law?
Her child was taken away because of that.
Yeah, right? Well, she shouldn't. She shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. So are we now going to have a law? Parents should never leave their babies alone with pit bulls? Or should we just really admit the fact that a lot of pit bulls are dangerous? I mean, not all dogs are going to eat the groin off of a baby.
Again, we don't know that you're assigning a human or a deliberate attempt by the dog. As far as we know, one thing that we know for sure, all dogs eat poop. So perhaps the baby made poopies in the diaper, and the dogs were going after that, and they don't know right from wrong. All they know is that there was something there that they wanted, a stimulus that they wanted to ingest.
It's not like they don't know right from wrong. And pit bulls just, you know, they're a danger. To me, I mean, because I was a pit bull owner, I was always in fear of anyone coming over with children. And my dog never attacked anyone, thank God, but I don't have to worry so much about that with my poodle.
Well, you know, poodles have a different temperament. I appreciate the call, Crystal. The poodles also have, if you touch their ears, and I had poodles when I was a kid, poodles also a very temperamental dog. The difference is all dogs bite. When a poodle bites, it's a slight annoyance. When a pit bull bites, it could be death. It's because they're a powerful dog, and you need to know that before you decide to get a dog like that. You need to take that responsibility, and if you're not going to socialize them properly, then you shouldn't have one. Doug in Palm Springs, welcome to K-News Radio. How are you, man? Doug?
Hello.
There you are. How are you, man? Welcome to K-News Radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a story. I know a lot about dogs, too. My friend Mike raised pit bulls for years, and he came over to my house one day, and I trusted his dogs. And, well, his pit bull started playing with my dog. And they started playing in the yard a little bit, and started getting rougher and rougher. And so Mike was yelling at his pit bull to back off, and he did. But he kept getting more aggressive, and before I knew it, there's blood all over my white dog. He punched my dog full of holes, and my dog was trying to shun. And finally, the owner, Mike, I mean, for a while, the pit bull would back off when he yelled at him, but finally he had to go break him up. And I know if I was to babysit, which originally I would have babysit a pit bull with my dog and not worried because I trusted him. I will never, ever trust a pit bull again because I saw the owner go in amazement of what happened because he always brought his dogs up in a loving environment.
Again, dogs have, and I appreciate the call, dogs have, especially pit bulls, all terriers have dog-on-dog aggression. The unfortunate part is pit bulls happen to be big terriers, and their dog-on-dog aggression, that's a natural instinct, that's a known issue with all terrier breeds. The unfortunate part is pit bulls are much more damaging when that happens. I want to thank everybody for calling. Appreciate it this afternoon. Day number one out of the way. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon with any luck. Coming up next, KPSP Local News at 6, Local 2 News at 6, with Chris Long and Brooke Berry. And then after that, Bulldog Bill Feingold and his sidekick Kevin Holmes, starting right around 6:45 for the Bill Feingold Show. They'll be with you till 10 o'clock. My name is Paul Marshall. Thank you very much for listening to K-News FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. I'll talk to you tomorrow.